You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's on to the championship game for Michigan. One last game stands between the Wolverines and their first NCAA title since 1989. So let's talk about that Saturday win over Loyola and tonight's final against Villanova. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubanks is here with us. But real quick, how about that Notre Dame women's team winning the NCAA title with that three-pointer from Arike Ogunbowale? She beat Mississippi State at the final second with that shot. Does it get any better than that?
As the sport grows, college women's basketball, that will become one of the most historic weekends in the sport's history. UConn has this unbelievable dominating team. And Notre Dame did it twice, same woman, of course, both times. So,
and they were down at one point in the final at 15 points down.
Which is incredible. Google this thing, by the way, and see the energy in the building. And it's really quite incredible. And by the way, that shot's the same for the men as it is for the women. Just as hard, trust me.
All right, over to the Wolverines. So Saturday night against Loyola, the Ramblers were leading 29-22 at halftime. Michigan shot, 29% in that first half, down 10 points in the second half at one point. So what happened there?
Defense is the main thing. The shooting got better in the second half, but not that much better. It's defense that they play against these teams. Now, look, in the five games they've won to get to the final tonight, in four of them they've shot very, very poorly. But in all five, they have played great defense. This is a new thing that Beilein has added with his new assistant coach, and they would have lost these games a year ago. So hats off to them, not tonight. They better do a lot more than that.
Because certainly it's probably fair to say that they are not favored against Villanova.
I think the official line is 6, and I think almost everyone thinks it's going to be more than that. Villanova was on fire on Saturday night. It's 22-4
and they
in the first few minutes.
They went through Kansas Saturday like a buzzsaw with those three-point shots.
Kansas, keep in mind, by the way, is one of the four best teams in America. And Michigan right now, maybe they are now, but they were not ranked that way, of course. So that was supposed to be a heavyweight title fight, you know, one seed versus one seed, and they blew through them in like 8 minutes, and the game was over. Incredible performance.
So what does Michigan need to do to be the team cutting down the nets tonight, besides having Mo Wagner firing on all cylinders?
Mo Wagner's your key, obviously. And his mom, by the way, is undefeated whenever she flies in for the games from Germany. She is 6-0, and she's there tonight.
Okay.
So the odds, right there, the odds improve. They've got to play the kind of defense they've been playing so far. They've got to keep that up. And the kind of offense they've not played so far, they've got to make their shots. They've got to score 70-plus tonight, I believe, because Villanova is too damn good.
Just too good. I liked a comment John Beilein said in the post-game news conference after beating Loyola. He said, I feel guilty sometimes about some of the games we've won because we've had this grace fall on us all of a sudden. What do you like about the way Beilein has coached this team to get them to this point?
By the way, that's a true Catholic guy right there.
It is. A good Jesuit education.
Good Jesuit feels guilty over winning. Come on, dude. But he knows. I mean, he's not stupid that, you know, they've gone to the well a few times in these games. But they've been lucky. They've been good. They've been smart. And tonight they've got to hit the shots. But look, it's one game. And that's the beauty part for Michigan. You don't have to play six great games. You got to have to win them. That's all. And now tonight you're going to have to play a great game. This will be the only time in this tournament they've had to play truly a great game on both sides of the ball. And they're about to, I think. I think this game's going to go down to the wire.
Wow. I want to throw in one last note about the Saturday night game, that beautiful moment being shared all over social media with Jordan Poole after the game, freshman guard chasing down the hall after Loyola's team chaplain, Sister Jean, and saying to her, I'm a big fan of yours. You did an amazing job.
Jordan Poole is a freshman about 18. She's 98. She's got 80 years in the man. And he chased her down to say thanks. And she was very gracious in return. Look, that's a feel-good story. Even if they lost the game on Saturday night, the good they have done for Loyola. Watch the admissions. Applications are going to skyrocket. Gifts are going to skyrocket. So that's one argument for this basketball thing. But it's just so much fun to watch. And how the school came together. I've been driving past that school every month for years on the way to Evanston and so on, and not giving it much thought. And now you got to. And now I know the mascot. The mascots are they're the Ramblers.
Ramblers. And again, boy, I'll tell you, Jordan Poole, there's a lad who was raised well.
Agreed.
So you're going to the game tonight.
I am.
You're getting on a plane. You're going to watch it. And then you're coming back.
Right back tonight. Same clothes. I'm stupid.
So we will have you here tomorrow to break it all down.
I'll be tired, but I'll be here.
We'll look forward to it. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubanks. Thanks, John.
Thank you.